You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Greetings and welcome to episode 319 of the SoulForge podcast.
Welcome to the SoulForge, a place of silent mystery, quiet contemplation, and outright mayhem. Join your host, Sean Vanderloo, as he guides you through the adventures of living. Together, we'll talk about life and love, sex and dating, joy and heartache, memories and loss, and so much more. Don't worry, it's not nearly as pretentious as it sounds. Get ready for life, the universe, and everything on the SoulForge.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's Sean.
And Leah.
And boy oh boy, do we have an exciting episode for all of you out there in podcast land today.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Leah?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about the first fight we ever had.
Yep, as a couple, yeah. We've been together for almost, well, we've been together for a year, haven't we?
Pretty much.
Yeah, and we've had our first fight. We don't really fight a whole lot, but we did have our first fight.
Which we'll be talking about in a bit, but mm-hmm. You have to stay tuned for that because we're going to tease you with some other stuff first.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about the eclipse that happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the marriage prep we've been doing.
Yeah, and we just finished completing another very large section of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about ducking Jeeps.
Yeah.
And then you found some questions that we're going to ask each other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did you actually know that this episode comes out April 11th, and that will be the 17-year anniversary of me getting hired by the post office?
Wow, excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, long, long time.
That's, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Too long,
yeah.
You might say.
Yeah, you're ready to retire?
I'm ready to retire. I've been ready for years. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but anyway.
You can't. We just booked a wedding.
That's true. Yeah, I've still got 12 and a half years to go. But that's beside the point.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that happened this week is that the eclipse occurred.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
The solar eclipse. Yeah, you don't care.
No, because I work in an office building, and that means that I honestly am tethered to a desk 90% of the time. So I couldn't care less that the eclipse happened. A lot of video footage out there of it. So
And I took a video.
Yep, you sure did.
And as everybody knows, we're in Sault Ste. Marie. We were not in the path of the totality.
No.
It didn't get dark here.
Nope.
The shadows just got more heightened.
Mm-hmm.
In the video, I don't know. It wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cloudy.
Yeah.
And then about 5 minutes after the eclipse was over, the clouds disappeared.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody mentioned that. And yeah. It was very disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Some would say it's because we didn't pay the solar eclipse tax.
It's true.
Yeah.
And with our Canadian government, they're taxing us for everything.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's probably what it was.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never know.
I know. Oh, last week, Star Trek Discovery premiered its first two episodes of season 5, the final season.
Okay.
Did you watch those with me? Were you here beside me watching them?
No.
No?
No.
I can't remember. No. You were probably having a bath.
Either having a bath or I was preparing snack meals for work. Because what I do is I make a nice little snack sort of dish thing that has, you know, fruits and veggies because I like to snack at my desk in the morning. As you know, I'm not a breakfast person.
You are not a breakfast person.
No. So I just, yeah, I snack all day. So might as well snack on something healthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you missed two wonderful episodes of Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, I'm so sorry I missed it.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
But yeah, so that's what happened.
There are enough podcasts out there that talk about stuff like that. So,
and I have listened to several already.
I'm sure you have.
Indeed, I have.
I'm sure you have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people are liking this season a lot better than the last few.
Oh, good.
It's the last season. They decided to get rid of it. And who knows? Paramount might be bought out or merged with Skydance Pictures.
Okay.
Nobody knows what's going to happen. But that's what's going on in the world.
It happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about marriage prep.
Okay.
But first, you're going to yawn.
First time going to yawn.
you've been very tired the last little
bit. I've been very tired. I find that my job is emotionally and mentally draining throughout the day. So, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what were we going to say? Marriage prep.
Marriage prep,
We just booked all of our flights.
Yes.
So who's going? You and me and your son.
Yeah, my son Wyatt will be there.
My dad was going to go.
Yeah.
But he had heart surgery last week.
Yes.
And he just found out just before we were about to book the tickets that he can't get flight insurance or any kind of health insurance for 6 months.
Yeah, for 6 months so he's due to his heart condition.
He's going to have to watch it on streaming.
Like everyone else.
Just like everybody else.
Yeah, and that's okay.
But your friend Amanda will be there.
Yes.
Our friend Amanda, I guess.
Yeah.
My friend, your friend, our friend.
Our friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one who's responsible for us being together.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, she introduced us.
She introduced us. I was very well aware of your presence considering my previous marriage and my previous husband's relationship to your sister-in-law. So... I'm, you know.
True. And you and I were both at Brother Curtis's wedding back in 2012, yes. Even though we didn't know each other.
Yes, exactly. So,
that's right.
You know, I mean, yes, she did introduce us to one another. Exactly. When you moved back and all of that. So did she certainly play a critical role in it? Absolutely. Can we say that we would never have met otherwise? That's debatable.
Anyway, she'll be there.
Yes.
We'll be there.
Yes.
And Wyatt will be there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And we just booked our flights.
Yes.
There and back.
Yeah.
What else did we do?
So we are going to leave out of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, which is just across the border. That's basically all we've done. We have hotels booked.
We do.
We have to still book the car and then just some entertainment stuff. I've already got us a dinner reservation as well.
That's true.
Yes.
So we have to rent a car.
Yep.
For the week.
Yeah.
We are going to do axe throwing.
Yeah, we are looking at axe throwing, go-karting in Las Vegas.
There's a movie prop
museum.
Museum and store.
Yeah.
I believe you can buy stuff there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mainly it's going to be just, you know, going around. I was actually also talking to a coworker. And she stated that there's a two-floor candy store.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have to check that out.
Yeah. Apparently, it's located behind the Flamingo somewhere.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to look this up, and we're going to have to find this two-floor candy store.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. And I know another thing that we talked about was not specifically planning things out. We want to be spontaneous and just go on an adventure.
Yeah, so...
We'll have some ideas of what we want to do.
Yeah.
But we're not going to regiment our itinerary.
No, for our honeymoon... did we tell them what our honeymoon is going to be?
Oh, we've been talking about this crap for months, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe. For anybody who doesn't know or we haven't really said, we've decided that... So we're getting May the 4th. Getting married May the 4th.
Yes.
And...
We're in Vegas from May 2nd to the 6th.
Yes. And then we check out of our hotel on the 6th and we are renting a car and traveling to California.
Yes.
Where we have a hotel room booked in a little town apparently called Cathedral City, California.
Yes.
And we're going to sort of be spontaneous and just kind of see what's around. We have some ideas of what we want to do.
We might visit Alcatraz.
Yeah, which sounds like a lot of fun.
We might go to Disney.
Who knows? Walt's Original. I would love to do that.
We might go across the Golden Gate Bridge and run into the Redwood Forest like they did in the Planet of the Apes movie with James Franco.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know.
We're probably just gonna, you know, see what we can see because I've never really taken a tour around California. You know, I've mainly, you know, I went there for a certain purpose. I went to California. I went to Anaheim. I went to Disneyland. I visited Walt's Original Disney when Wyatt was kind of young still. He's 19. He'll be 20 in February. But he was young still. I think he was 12. 13-ish, around there, when I went to California last. Mm. So it's been a while.
Yes.
And like I said, we went with purpose. So we went to Disneyland, and then my son and I ended up at Great Wolf Lodge, while my sister and her husband and their son took off to Legoland.
Ooh, Legoland.
Yeah.
Nice. And of course, I've never been to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. I've never even been to the Midwest, so...
So it's an adventure.
It definitely will be an adventure.
Yeah, and then we're going to take a break from traveling for a little while because this is costing us quite a bit of money. So we do want to catch up on bills and that type of thing.
And pay off the credit cards that we're putting this on.
That's right. That's right. Paying off the credit cards and all of that. So we do have some expenses coming up at that point. So what we're going to do is take a little break and maybe later on in the year, towards the end of the year, we might do something. We're not sure, but we have plans for next year.
Yes. June, we're probably going to go to England and mm-hmm. visit Paul and Dan and my podcasting buddies over there.
Yeah.
We might go to Disneyland Paris if we can. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We haven't figured that out yet. That's future us.
Yeah. And we also, if anybody listened to our Disney Cruise podcast, they are aware that we did a placeholder. So we do have a placeholder and we have, 2 years to use that?
2 years.
Yeah. So we have 2 years to use that. So we do plan on, possibly doing a cruise, maybe the end of 2025.
More than likely.
But we'll see.
We need save up time.
Yeah. Absolutely. We will definitely, more to come on that. But at this point, this is probably the last time that we're going to travel this year.
Yeah.
Anything really big.
Maybe some small things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I did get us tickets for a Marc Maron, not concert, but comedy show.
Yes.
In Grand Rapids in October.
That's right.
Because I wanted to see him and that's the best way I could do it.
Right.
So did you ever watch that clip I sent you?
Not yet.
Oh. Okay.
I will. Yeah. I definitely would like to know who it is that I'm going to see. So,
That makes sense.
Yeah, that would be really good.
Okay. And then you made up a bunch of ducks.
Yes, I did.
Because ducks are a Jeep thing. And since we just recently bought a Jeep, mm-hmm. you've gotten right into it. You've joined Facebook groups and you've learned all kinds of stuff.
Well, we were ducked. Anybody who listened to International Love, I guess that was part two because you did International Love when they first went.
Yes.
When you took Dakota there.
Yeah, last week's episode.
Yeah. A year ago, you called it International Love.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Do I have two international love
episodes? Yes, you do.
Really?
You do, yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, anybody who heard that one, the recent one when we were in Milwaukee, found out that we were ducked. Our Jeep was ducked. We were in...
Escanaba.
Yeah, Escanaba in the Meijer parking lot, I believe it was. It was either Walmart or Meijer. I can't remember.
We were Hot Wheels hunting, whatever we were doing.
Yeah, we were shopping. Anyway, and we were ducked.
Yep. Somebody put a duck on our Jeep.
Yep. Yep. And on the little tag had the Facebook groups. So I have joined the Facebook group, and I really enjoy ducking other Jeeps now. We did have ducks here.
We had about a dozen ducks because we were going to take them on the cruise that we were on, but we didn't.
Yeah,
we had enough crap in our... Yeah. Suitcases.
Yeah.
So we got all these extra ducks and now you're...
Now I'm just ducking Jeeps instead.
You're ducking Jeeps
instead. It's easier. Yeah.
Yep. So there you go.
So anybody who is out there and you do have a Jeep and you want to join, I did create a group that is attached to the Soul Forge page. It's called Soul Forge Jeep Ducks, I believe.
I think that's what you called it.
I'm going to double check that. But yes, and we want to keep track of our ducks. Where are our ducks going? Where have they visited? Because it's really cool to see that, people are still doing this. It is an act of kindness. It is something that people are having fun with. So I think it should be kept going.
There you go. And speaking of keeping things going, let's play a promo for another podcast right here on
the ESO Network.
We are the Cigar Nerds, bringing nerdy sophistication and geeky indulgence on all topics, including movies, video games, science, and pop culture news, all from the Nerd Cave Cigar Lounge. Find us on iTunes, Stitchers, Google Play, and wherever fine podcasts are found, including ESONetwork.com and CigarNerdPodcast.com. So fire up a cigar. It's time to get nerdy.
All right, and we're back.
Alrighty. So for anybody out there listening, Soul Forge Jeep Ducks, that is the group that I created. It is public. Please come and join if you would like. And we just want to talk about ducks, Jeeps, and ducking Jeeps. And one of the major questions that I found in other groups is a Jeep only a Wrangler?
Right. That's the debate.
Yeah. Or is a Jeep considered any Jeep?
And anything made by the brand Jeep.
Yeah. Anything that says Jeep on it, right?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There's a lot of debate on this, actually. I was very surprised to see it all.
You've gotten right into this.
A lot of... Yeah. I get passionate about things for a while. So anyway, So that's a good question for our listeners.
That is. What is considered a Jeep, in your opinion, if you even give a damn?
Yeah. Is it a Wrangler? Is it a Grand Cherokee? Is it anything that says Jeep on it? What do you think?
You can message us at Soulforge Jeep Ducks group or soulforgepodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely. Yeah, that'd be great.
And speaking of Jeeps, that was kind of the cause of our first fight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was more really of a misunderstanding than a fight, but you were upset.
I was very mad.
And I could tell there was something wrong, but you were saying everything was okay. Uh-huh. And I know you better than that. Uh-huh. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here, but uh-huh. there's something.
Yep.
So what happened?
Oh, you want me to tell a story?
Why not?
Okay. So on our way to Milwaukee, we stopped and went where we were ducked, actually. Sean had driven... You drove from here all the way there.
Yeah, about 2.5 hours.
It was more than that. I think it was three and a half.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to drive a little. So we traded drivers. And then I drove for about 2 hours, two and a half. And we decided to stop again, rest, maybe do a little shopping. And then Sean wanted to take over again, which kind of got me irritated because when I asked why, he really wouldn't give me an answer. So
I didn't give you an answer?
No, you didn't.
No.
That was the one of the things that set me off.
Aha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So from my perspective, what I was trying to do was we were following the GPS on your phone.
Yep.
And I figured, okay, so you're a better navigator with the GPS and how to do the turns and whatever. So I'll drive till we get into town so we get there. And that was my own fears, not realizing that you can actually follow the phone and the road at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to make it easier for you, but you saw it as me trying to take over the driving.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I let my fear control you.
Yeah, because I'm not afraid to do those things. I'm not afraid to go to places. I'm not afraid to drive in places. So I was pretty mad.
You were pretty mad. And I was just trying to make life easier because... From my perspective, I don't like driving in the big city and trying to follow instructions at the same time.
Right.
So I thought we would split the tasks, but you're a better driver than I am, so.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that I have less fear about driving than you do.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, yes, Milwaukee is a big city and we don't know where we're going. What then irritated me after that was that you said, well, okay, you can drive now. And what didn't make sense to me was that I'm still driving in a big city and I'm still driving somewhere where I don't know where I'm going and I'm still driving and following a GPS at the same time. So what was the difference?
Shorter trips.
Exactly. But not really, because places we were going were far away.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
45 minutes, mm-hmm. 20 minutes. Everything was not close.
No. So that was a big misunderstanding. And you were very... meh the entire weekend.
Yep.
You tried not to be, but I could tell there was something.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it really irritated me because, you know, at the end of the day, I am still an independent person and I don't like being told I'm an adult that I can't do something when I know very well I can.
Right.
And the other thing is, of course, I got the misunderstanding because I thought that we were equal partners in this and I didn't feel like an equal partner at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is better communication
yep.
will always set you free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So once we figured out what my issues were with the fear and how you didn't feel communicated to,
right.
we figured it all out.
We figured it out.
And so we're still getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So everything's good.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So that's that. That was our first fight.
Yep.
And that's not bad for being together 11 and a half months.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, almost a year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Much a year.
Yeah, I think it was April 19th when our first date happened. Yeah, it was around there. You came like back that. From Timmins, from yeah. visiting Timmins. Yeah.
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 So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
So to finish off the podcast, you found some questions.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners, because I've even forgotten. Where did these come from?
These come from TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's really kind of fun. But this is from somewhere that, you know, you can have deep conversations with your partner and questions sort of to ask to facilitate those conversations.
So is this going to be a long thing? Or should we do all of them? Should we save most of them for another episode?
There's only five of them.
All right. So we'll start and see how it goes.
Okay. So, like, do you want me to ask you a question, then you ask me, and...
Sure, because okay. I haven't even looked at them.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Let's do that. So, okay, question number one. What sentence destroyed you, but you acted like it didn't hurt you?
Oh. What sentence destroyed me, but acted like it didn't hurt me? Well, there's nothing I can think of.
Nothing that you can think of?
No, so either I've never been hurt... which is definitely not true.
Yeah, right.
Or I've blocked it out of my mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's a trauma response too, right?
Oh, I'm full of trauma responses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's a coping mechanism or trauma response, as some books would call it. I would have to say recently the one was I'll drive.
Yeah.
That was probably the most recent.
Okay.
Okay.
That's lovely. I didn't mean to destroy you. All right, am I asking this or are you?
Sure.
Okay, it says, if you met your 10-year-old self, what would you say?
I would probably have to say, read more about what's going on in your life and try not to make poor decisions.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. You?
I would say, start working out now.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about going bald.
Okay.
And keep all your toys in the package and buy two of them each.
Buy two of each.
Buy two of each.
Okay. All right. If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what would you ask?
The absolute truth to one question.
One question.
Oh, boy. Should I be philosophical and say, what is the meaning of life?
Just be truthful. Like, what question would you absolutely want to know the truth about?
I would want to know if Jesus really existed.
Okay.
Because I've always been fascinated by that. The whole religious aspect of...
Yeah, we watch a lot of religious TV shows, historical dramas, stuff like that. I like to... I'm really into the religious stuff too. I do watch documentaries on all kinds of religious stuff. Not just Jesus, but history as a whole.
Yeah, I've just always been fascinated by the life of Jesus and the whole story. So that's what I would want to know. How about you? What do you want to know?
What would I want to know?
What happened to D.B. Cooper?
No, I don't think I would need to know the absolute truth. You know, I've always kind of subscribed to the idea that you really got to make it a good one, because sometimes you really don't want to know the truth.
That's true.
You know, to that particular question. I would have to say, what is the meaning of life?
Yeah.
I would want to know that. What is the purpose, the meaning of life?
The purpose of life is to give life purpose.
Mm.
What's this one say? It says, if someone offered you a box containing everything you ever lost, what would you look for first?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I've got some toys from my childhood that I wonder where they went.
Really?
I also wonder where my sanity has gone off to.
Yeah. Where is my motivation for life?
That's right.
I would imagine they're talking physical.
I think so too.
Objects.
Yeah.
So what is it that you would look for first?
I had a favorite hat when I was 12 years old that went missing. I went on a trip to the United States with my grandparents. We went through four states just before grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a hat that said Fisherman's Headquarters. It had a flap on it. And when you lift up the flap that said Fisherman's Headquarters, because it looked like a tent, there was a bed and a fishing rod and a woman in her bra in the thing.
Oh.
And it was probably inappropriate for me to have at 12 years old.
Probably.
But yeah. I thought it was hilarious. And I think my stepfather probably stole it, or some of the kids at school took it.
Okay.
But it disappeared and I never found out where it went.
Hmm.
What did you lose?
There's nothing that I can really think of that I've lost that I really want to know where it ended up. I really can't think of anything.
No.
No.
That's okay.
No.
All right. Last question.
Last question. If you could, would you rather spend a day with your younger or older self?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Because there's advantages to both.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, you could give your younger self some really good advice and tell them what to do, but
will they listen?
They will not listen.
No.
And I know that for a fact because you can't tell anybody anything.
That's right.
So mm-hmm. I would spend time with my older self mm-hmm. to find out how well I turned out,
mm-hmm.
probably.
Yeah.
And if they had any lottery numbers.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I would have to agree. I think I would probably want to sit with my older self first and see exactly how long I lived, maybe see if, you know, I did in fact reach some of the goals that I have for myself, you know, just see how that turned out.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. We could actually do a whole episode on some of these questions sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll find more.
Yeah.
Cause I think they're good to bring this stuff up. It's really good. Those are really good questions.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And if any of our listeners have any answers to those questions that they want to share with us, they can reach us.
Soulforgepodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can post it on our Facebook page.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which you should all be following anyway.
That's right.
All right, then that's the end of this episode. I
mm-hmm.
Hope you gained some valuable information or insight or entertainment from it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you again either next week or the week after. But until that time, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Soul Forge Podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we hope you'll tune in again next time. Remember that you can visit soulforgepodcast.com for all of our social media links, and don't forget to share the show with everyone you know. The Soul Forge Podcast is your best source for living your best life.
Think about it.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.